Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Growing Up. I'm your host Daniel. So before we get started, I just want to preface this episode is going to be a little longer than usual, but I think it's worth it because I haven't created an episode in a week or so. Anyway, so as the title mentioned, it's about mental health diagnosis and especially ADHD. So recently, I think 5 days ago from now, I have been pre-diagnosed by the GP of ADHD, and you know, I have been diagnosed with a lot of mental illnesses, mental health condition previously, but I think like in this episode I just want to give you guys what it feels like to be diagnosed, and you know, and the process of being diagnosed with ADHD, the amount of money that you have to spend, the help that are going to be provided for you. And also with this, like, ADHD is a huge thing, I think. Like, it impacts all area of my life. And certainly, like, after getting this diagnosis, of course, like, it will change my identity to some degree. So I will speak more about that later in the episode. And also, I want to, as I mentioned, self-compassion is free. And we should all do that. So, yep. And also, yeah, and by the end of this episode, I feel like for my own sake, I just want to give you guys some, you know, things of where I am right now in life and share some tips and tricks to get through difficult situation or to get through growing up. So anyway, let's get started. So I want to get started by how I get this diagnosis, if that makes sense. So basically one day, I think it was 5 days ago, I had this assessment due, right? I have two assessments due and they weighed quite heavily actually, they weigh 50% and 40% each. However, they're due in a couple of weeks, and I keep postponing it. I keep putting it in the last minute stuff, so you know, and I was so stressed out, right? I need some extension. Usually I can do it, like I can, you know, like the pressure, like can handle the pressure, and I have been doing it for a while now, like in uni, like I've been doing it for about like my entire 2 semesters of like just doing it and finishing it nearly close to the deadlines. But, you know, but it just doesn't feel sit right with me, you know. Even though I, you know, I get quite a decent mark by doing so, I feel like it's just not right. So I decided to talk to the GP and tell her, my GP, about the issue and the situation that I'm currently in. And my GP understand that. And she was saying to me that, you know, this is, she thinks that I might have ADHD, and therefore I need to get an extension for my both of my assessments, and the GP wrote some referral, like some notes, you know, to get that extension for this both of these assessments, and yeah, you know, luckily I got the assessments, and my assessment is due on the 10th of September, November. It was supposed to be due 1st of November, so I decided to extend it by 9 days. But yeah, you know, and then after a while, like, I start to really, like, focus on what it means to have ADHD or what is ADHD at the first place. Basically, what I know is that ADHD is attentive. Let me see. Let me do a quick research on ADHD. Like ADHD, what is the ADHD stand for? Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder. Basically, like it begins in childhood and can persist into adulthood. It may contribute to loss of esteem, trouble relationship, and difficulties at school or work. I think for me, like, yeah, sure, like, I had an issue when I was in high school about this stuff, but, like, in uni so far, knock on wood, I haven't so much. I think because, I don't know, I find the subject interesting and I want to get it done. But I feel like the thing that, you know, that ADHD disturbs me a lot is on my mood. Like, sometimes, like, I have trouble regulating my mood and stuff like that. So, or organizing my time, or, you know, focusing on something. Or sometimes I cannot, like, find peace. I always have to do something. And sometimes, like, I just cannot sit still. Like, I always have to do something. Therefore, like, I just cannot, like, find a sense of peacefulness. And, yeah. If I think back a lot about, like, from the past, like, how, like, I thought I was normal for a second because, you know, this is what I have experienced since I was a child. I just, like, when people talk to me, like, I just don't focus a lot on what they have to say. Rather, my mind is going elsewhere. It's like I have a difficulty concentrating and I get bored easily. And when I was in high school, I used to be a troublemaker. I think that's why, like, people don't like me as much. I think it's because I blame it on my ADHD. But basically, I like to get stir things up a little bit. I like to cause drama. So what I did was, like, I insult people. I didn't realize it at the time because I thought I just do it because I need to get stimulant. I have no bad intention, but I love getting attention. Almost like I love to. Yeah, basically that is that. But, you know, now that I have the diagnosis, like, I can look back and realize, oh, that's what that is. And that's why I act like that. And most of the time, like, I think to myself a lot about the diagnosis lately. Because, like, when I was in uni, when I started uni, like, my academic stuff, you know, is decent, successful, almost. I don't want to jinx it, so. But also, like, but also, I think at the same time, I'm kind of, like, I kind of feel sometimes that I'm just, like, it takes so much effort for me to get things done, like, even, like, the small stuff, like, the daily mundane task in life, like, it just takes me a lot of energy and time, and yeah. Moving on, so on this section, I will be speaking about the actual diagnosis. So basically, like, with the GP stuff, I tell her about my situation, and she diagnosed me with ADHD. Furthermore, I also did, like, a self-test. So she basically gave me a self-test, and I scored very highly on it. And she actually referred me to a psychiatrist. So basically, with ADHD, unlike depression, anxiety, I feel like depression, anxiety, even like OCD sometimes, people can diagnose it when you're in GP or something like that. But with ADHD, because, like, some of the treatment is through medication, therefore, like, it's not as easy. I'm not sure where people get Adderall and stuff like that. Because the GP cannot prescribe, at least in Sydney, Australia, like, the GP cannot prescribe Adderall. You know, that stuff of, like, uni medication, drug, stuff like that. So, GP cannot. So, basically, what, in my situation, I have to see the psychiatrist. So, basically, with me, like, I'm going to see a psychiatrist. So, at the time of recording, it's November. So, I'm going to see a psychiatrist on February. And, basically, I'm going to do an assessment. And it cost me $300 with Medicare rebate and something like that. If I don't have Medicare, basically, if you're not in Australia, Medicare is basically like an insurance stuff. So if I don't have insurance, Medicare, I will have to pay $500 to get diagnosis and to get the treatment, like a prescription for Adderall. And the thing is also, like, you know, I contacted the doctor, I think it was a week ago. Like, it's, first of all, it's kind of challenging to find a psychiatrist because most psychiatrists are booked up, like, they're booked. And also, most of them are, like, some of them, they specialize in ADHD, some of them are not. So find one that can do ADHD stuff. But yeah, it's going to cost me $500, and it's going to be on next February. And it's going to cost me So basically, I'm excited, but it also tests my patience. But luckily, like, the thing is about this ADHD, like, there are things that I can learn. Like, I'm going to see a psychologist next November, I'm pretty sure, regarding on, like, how to manage the symptoms better. But, like, overall, like, if I do have money, probably I will have more confidence in getting, like, an ASAP treatment. Like, saying, like, I need it now. Like, I don't care how much I pay, you know, blah, blah, blah. But in the same time, I don't know. Like, I don't think it's about the money as well. I think it's just, like, the amount of psychiatrists available. Yeah, it's just, like, I'm not sure how I feel about that. Well, it is what it is. Like that's just the scenario that I'm in. Like, you know, that's how it is. So, yeah. Like, if I want to change something, I think it will be, like, instead of waiting that long and instead of paying that high, I think it's supposed to be, like, you know, like, it's, as I said, like, ADHD, like, it affects different aspect of my life. So, you know, it's worth it if I do have it, you know, if I do get the proper diagnosis. I want to get the treatment instead of, like, getting it undiagnosed and untreated. And apparently, like, when I've seen some videos or listened to podcasts about ADHD, apparently, like, people with undiagnosed ADHD have a shorter 10 years life expectancy because they're most likely getting into, like, using drugs or using other alcohol treatment, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, you know, it's very important for me to get that diagnosis. So, anyway, so I have spoken a little bit about the impact that it has on me on the previous section, but I want to elaborate more on that. I want to say that with the diagnosis of ADHD, I realized, like, it's not an easy mental illness to have. I think all mental illness are just, like, affect your daily activities a lot. And especially for me, like, it does impact the way that I am at school. And also, like, there are subsequences mental health condition associated with ADHD. Like, previously, I have a diagnosis with depression and anxiety, and a statistic has shown that people with ADHD are more likely to experience other, like, anxiety and depression than people without ADHD. And also, they're more likely to experience low self-esteem. I think, like, I can relate with that because, you know, like, your inability to keep a friendship and your inability to get a good score, good mark in school due to your inability to focus and stuff like that can relate to a lot of, like, questioning on your part, on your end. Like, you kind of question, like, why do people, like, this certainly happened to me, like, when I was in high school. Like, I realized, like, people can focus so easily and people can just, like, effortlessly, you know, study without, like, putting, like, hard work. Like, I feel like sometimes before, especially in high school, because there are subjects that I don't find interesting, you know, like history or geography, like, I do not find that interesting at all. I just don't see how it is relevant to me, like, how it is related. So I think, like, I have to force myself to sit down and really concentrate. And yeah, I just can't. Sometimes I leave things to the last minute and stuff like that. So with that, like, after leaving high school, my self-esteem, like, and my self-sufficiency, like, the way that I perceive my ability to complete a task is really, really low. And I think that leads me to for a problem. But luckily, like, I thank God because God has helped me a lot with, like, recovering and healing from that. Like, when I started uni at the beginning of this year, like, it's been a journey. But I feel like it's been good so far. A lot of the time, like, I tend to stay positive in terms of that. But there are moments where I feel like with my ADHD, a lot of the time that it just makes things harder than it needed to be. Like, I know things are hard, but I truly believe ADHD makes things harder than or than like the things that I experience is harder than what other people experience. So yeah, I think that's what, like, when I'm talking about, how it has impacted me, like, ADHD has impacted me a lot negatively, and especially, like, in social setting, like, my inability to focus or to find, to engage in a conversation or to engage in a friendship or something like that is really bad, and I feel like it's deterring me from succeeding in that aspect of my life, in social life. But also, like, I remember, like, the doctor mentioned that, like, as I grow older, I will have more responsibility, and it's going to be more harder and more challenging. So, it's better for me to get treated rather than untreated. And also, yeah. Anyway. So I think, like, this podcast about also a bit self-love. I think I have been not too kind with myself. I must admit, I was just like, sometimes I do get frustrated at myself, or yeah, I mean, like, it happens. There are moments where you just, like, reject yourself and something like that. So yeah, I think it's like, but on the same time, like, I have been compassionate for myself, because after diagnosis, like, when I'm, like, slacking off or something like that, instead of, like, blaming it on myself, I can blame it on the diagnosis of ADHD. Like, beforehand, I used to think I'm lazy, or I'm unorganized, or I'm unmotivated, or I'm slacking off, blah blah blah. But instead of, like, putting the identity to myself, I can just blame it on ADHD. And I think, whether I know it or not, that's a sense of self-compassionate, because it just takes off a lot of the pressure on myself and putting it on somewhere else. And I think, like, if I have an advice for anyone going through, like, a major diagnosis of mental health, like this one, or when you realize you have, like, anything that a mental health diagnosis, I think, like, my piece of advice to be more compassionate for yourself is just to take it one day at a time, because it's a lot to process through. And also, yeah, take it one day at a time. And some, like, for me at least, like, I actually went on hyper focus mode on researching about the ADHD stuff, and also, like, finding solution and finding help, finding treatment. Like, it takes a lot from my part, and sometimes I forget to acknowledge how much I have worked, and how much time, how much energy that I put onto this, like getting help for myself. And sometimes I forget that, and I think sometimes you forget that as well. Like, sometimes, like, when you get your mental health diagnosis, hopefully it will be helpful to you to solve the problem, to heal. But you have to acknowledge and give credit to yourself, because I think, like, you open up to a person, you give them your story. That's not easy. That's actually really challenging, to be vulnerable, especially when you're not very comfortable talking to other people. And as I said, like, the process can be really long, and sometimes you have to wait really long to get the diagnosis, and you have to pay with your own money, with medication and stuff like that. So there are a lot of things that you do to get to this position. So I think that's one way that I can be compassionate for myself. Another way that I can be compassionate for myself is probably, like, probably, like, understanding what I have, to be honest, because, like, inform myself or educate myself about the mental illness that I have. I think that's important, because that allows me to understand myself more and understand why I do certain things that I do. And, you know, it's not an excuse, but it's a reason. I think, like, I listened to this podcast about ADHD, ADHD Adult UK podcast. Basically, it was mentioning that I left the one of the phrases out. Sometimes, like, we people with ADHD, they tend to, you know, call themselves lazy because they don't do that much, or unorganized, or unreliable, or impulsive. But, you know, I think, like, with having this diagnosis of ADHD, it's a reason to why you do certain behaviors. So when you educate yourself, like, about the symptoms of your mental illness or mental diagnosis, you know, and you start to see why you behave a certain way, there is a reason as to why you do that. So you don't have to blame yourself solely of being defectful, but instead, if you can put it on the diagnosis and realize that that's why you do certain stuff. And also, it's just, like, I'm not saying that, like, you know, and I think, like, I one way to be more compassionate is not to expect after this diagnosis everything is going to go smoothly. I think, like, when you set the expectation so high, you know, you tend to fall short. I think for me, like, one way to go on about it is that having this diagnosis is the beginning of the journey. I think you have to find a way to navigate life around it, and you have to find help around it. So that's one of the way that I think about it as well. Don't set, like, unrealistic expectation of now you're perfect or something like that. We're still human, you know. Having this diagnosis doesn't mean that you're not going to make mistakes, you're not going to feel sad again. You're still going to feel that, and I think there are always things that we can improve on. Yeah. Okay, so, you know, I think I mentioned a lot about my identity, how it has been changed with this diagnosis, and I think, like, for most people, their identity has changed as well with the diagnosis. And for me personally, I think, like, I don't know, like, I'm scared of, like, thinking that I have ADHD, and in the same time, I'm also, like, fully embracing it and thinking, like, it's a good thing that I do get it diagnosed so early in life, you know, because it helps a lot. But also, like, there are a lot of stigma around ADHD diagnosis that sometimes, like, I'm not, that doesn't makes me want to share with myself, with other people, with my, like, regarding my diagnosis. I think for me, especially, I realized that, like, every single time when I think, like, I tell people, like, my diagnosis of depression and anxiety and ADHD and go on and on, I realize, like, sometimes I believe, like, it's something I'm defective, like, there's something wrong with me, and I shouldn't, you know, tell other people that. And what I'm saying is that, like, it's your decision whether you want to tell other people or not, because some people, like, they can use that against you, you know. And I think it's just that it's different on individual base and level. But for me, like, I share it with my brother, but I haven't shared it with my parents yet, because I don't think they understand, because I'm Asian, so they don't really understand this stuff, and they're not really, like, compassionate or open-minded towards this stuff. But yeah, I think, like, a part of me is like, yay, I'm happy with this diagnosis, and it's something that I can, you know, that can fit into my identity somehow. But also, in the same time, like, sometimes I'm ashamed of it, because I wish I can just be normal. whatever that means. But yeah, I think that's how it impacts my identity of the diagnosis. And lastly, I want to end this episode by thanking you guys for listening. And also, I want to tell you guys what has been happening with my life right now. And I think it's just for my, it's more for my pleasure, because I like to look back, to listen, to see how much I progressed. Basically, I applied for a job, in regard with nursing. So if you guys listening, you can pray, or, you know, I just hope that I can get that job and I can start working, start helping people, making money. And also, yes, as I mentioned, I still have to assessment due, which I hope that I can, you know, start like making a huge progress tomorrow. Like in regards with the book that I'm reading like this novel, which I really love. So far, it's called A Little Life by Hanya Yanagihara. It's really good. And also, I think The Happiness Trap, which is ACT, is also really good, helpful. And How to Get a Good Mark with Your Essay, it's also good. I also try not to use YouTube anymore, because I realize how distracted I am by that. And also, I try to be more present, try to be more mindful with my day. Recently, like, I have problem with sleeping, so I started taking sleeping pills. I'm not sure if it's helpful or not, to be honest. Like, I thought I'm going to, like, be snooze off immediately after taking it, but not really. Like, yesterday, I took 2 pills, and I still slept at 4 a.m. But anyway, that is all. That's what's happening right now. And in terms of my faith, I think I want to start going to church again, because I find like it's healing and helpful. Anyway, I think that's just life. I think that's where I am in life right now. And I'm grateful. I'm thankful. Sometimes like I'll make another episode of this, but like, sometimes I think like I just want to be in the future, and but I believe like, you know, life is about in the now, and the present moment is really precious. Sometimes we take it for granted, our brain take it for granted. But anyway, I hope you guys can feel comfortable listening to this podcast episodes, and also like insightful. I hope it can be insightful for you guys and make you guys less alone in terms of fighting, like dealing with your mental health and also experiences that we feel when growing up. Anyway, I'll see you guys next time, hopefully soon, with a very new episode. Until then, I'll see, bye.